It's a little different from a volcano. It's a bad, bad storm with really, really strong winds. And I've actually been through two hurricanes in Hawaii, where we used to live. Every once in a great while, a hurricane will pass by close enough, and one time it even hit one of the islands. The first one was back in 1982, before any of you were born. It was called Hurricane Eva, and it was actually just a few days before my wife and I got married. And it was a bad hurricane. It didn't actually hit the islands. It went close enough, though, that it did quite a bit of damage and knocked out power for most of the island where we were living. And we weren't even sure if we could get married, but fortunately they restored the power and we were able to go ahead and get married. 10 years later, there was another hurricane, Hurricane Iniki. And if you looked at the map, they show a line where Hurricane Iniki came across the Pacific underneath the Hawaiian Islands, and all of a sudden it went up. It went up straight for the island of Kauai, and it hit the island of Kauai and really, really did a lot of damage to that island. Almost $2 billion worth of damage, and almost everybody on the island lost their homes. Now, that hurricane had winds as strong as 160 miles an hour. It was a really, really powerful hurricane and did lots and lots of damage. And I have a picture of Hurricane Iniki. You see that? And you see the swirls there? Those are the clouds from the winds, and this is several hundred miles across. But if you look really carefully, do you see a black dot right in the middle there? You see it, Mikey? You see it, Jacob? That black dot is called the eye of the hurricane. And that black dot is maybe 30 or 40 miles wide. And these are hundreds of miles across, but this little dot is maybe about 30 or 40 miles wide. That black dot, the eye of the hurricane, it is very calm there. Almost no clouds, no wind. And it's hard to believe that this huge storm with winds over 100 miles an hour, right in the middle, it's peaceful and calm. And they have planes that sometimes will fly through the hurricane to go into the middle, to the eye, and it's calm there. And it's, again, hard to believe that you can have this horrible, horrible storm, but right in the middle of the storm, it's very peaceful and calm. And you know, boys and girls, in your life, there might be bad things happening that feel like storms, but right in the middle of all those bad things, it is possible for you to stay calm and peaceful. And do you know why? Because of Jesus. Jesus loves you. Do you know that? And Jesus sends his angels to watch over you, and he sends his Holy Spirit to help you. And when you believe that Jesus loves you and he's there to help you and take care of you, you can be just like the eye of the hurricane. You can be calm and be peaceful and know that everything will be all right, even though there are lots of strong, bad things going on around you. So I hope you boys and girls will always remember Jesus loves you and he will take care of you, so you can always be calm and peaceful. Let's pray together. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for loving us and for promising to send your angels and your Holy Spirit to watch over us, to help us, and take care of us. And I pray that you'll help these boys and girls to always remember how much you love them, so that no matter what happens to them or no matter what's going on around them, they can be calm and peaceful and joyful because they know you love them and that you'll always bless them. Watch over them and take care of them. Bless their families too, we ask in your name. Amen.